Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Smith moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Howard moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Don McMahon now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive towards first. Ward catches it and steps on first to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard is hit by the pitch. Scott moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Howard moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Howard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berry out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Walt Williams pinch hits for Don McMahon. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Thomas now playing left field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Causey steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Andrews steals second. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-3 in the game. Lundborg hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Steve Jones now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-4 in the game. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Steve Jones. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.